Jesse woke up in bright sunshine. He was lying on his back. Jen was beside him, still asleep, in the crook of his arm, with her head on his chest. He looked at his wrist. His watch wasn't there. He looked over at the alarm clock on the bureau. It was 10:40. He had not slept much past dawn since he had come east. Actually, as he thought about it, he had not slept past dawn since Jen started fucking Elliot what's-his-name. Maybe he should have killed Elliot. He always regretted that he hadn't. He wasn't sure he could have. He had shot people, and maybe he would again. But just walk up and shoot him? Had he done so, he would never be lying here in the mid-morning sunshine with Jen naked beside him. He had been right not to, but he knew, and he smiled secretly in the still room at the knowledge, that there would always be in one small compartment of his soul the regret that he hadn't. The seagulls were loud. The harbor smell was assertive. The French doors were still open. Without opening her eyes, Jen said, "Don't make too much out of this." "Okay." "It doesn't mean we should move in together or start dating each other exclusively or get married or any of those things." "Right." "It just means we're fond of each other and maybe love each other and probably want to date each other again, and we're grown-ups." "Correct," Jesse said. Jen gave him the look, the same look he knew she'd had when she spoke of the other weather woman being on weekends. "And grown-ups fuck. Do they ever?" They lay together for a while, her head on his chest, his arm around her shoulder. Then Jen swung her feet off the bed and stood up. Her hair was messy and her makeup was smeared. Naked, she walked from the bedroom, following the trail of discarded clothing to the deck. "Gee, what possibly could have gone on here?"
"Nothing bad," Jesse said.
"No, nothing bad."